Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Police in France make hundreds of arrests and use tear gas on yellow vest protesters. They're dramatic pictures from the French capital.
Plus, banging and arguing. New video shows ex-49er Reuben Foster and former girlfriend what police tell us about the altercation.
And a Bay Area radio host goes missing and turns up dead. An exclusive interview with his son who questions how his father died. Well, it's just about 6 o'clock on this Saturday, December 8th. Good morning and thank you for joining us. I'm Devin Feely.
And I'm Emily Turner. Julie Watts has the day off. Let's start with a look at our morning weather and your forecast. Nice and clear outside right now. This is a live look from our Salesforce Tower, and you can see not a cloud in the sky. That means cooler temperatures waking up this morning. Your current temperatures in Concord, 40 degrees. In the 30s in the East Bay, Livermore 38, as well as in Santa Rosa, 36 degrees there, 49 degrees in San Francisco. Those are going to warm up, but not too terribly much by the middle of the day. It will get warmer, but not quite so warm. Your satellite and radar shows two low pressure systems. The one on the top of your screen is moving just to the north of us. We have a few clouds to the northwest of us, but that second low pressure system that's sitting right behind it, that will bring changes for the second half of the weekend. And I'll tell you about those a little bit later on. But your headlines for today, waking up to a clear, cool morning, a little bit of patchy fog, especially north of the Golden Gate Bridge. Your visibility is impaired there. So if you're getting on the roadway, be prepared. The weekend is going to be dry until those changes start to move in late Sunday night, which I'll tell you about a little bit later. Devin.
The so-called yellow vest protests continue in France. Riot police used tear gas in an effort to disperse them in Paris this morning. The protesters' main issue was initially a fuel tax hike that was part of President Emmanuel Macron's plan to combat climate change. Macron canceled that tax hike, but protests have expanded to other issues, hurting French workers, retirees, and students. And six people are dead and dozens are injured after a stampede in a crowded nightclub in central Italy. It happened last night in the town of Coronado on the Adriatic Sea. That's about 90 miles east of Florence. The club was hosting a rapper. The fire department says that people panicked and ran after someone sprayed something similar to pepper spray. The report quotes a teenage survivor saying that at least one of the exits was locked. Five of the dead are minors and the sixth is the mother of one of them. 12 of the 35 injured are in serious condition.
Reuben Foster's career has been unraveling since late last month. The linebacker's arrest for domestic violence in Tampa cost him his job here with the 49ers. Now, new video shows police responding to another incident between Foster and his on-again, off-again girlfriend. KPIX 5's Maria Medina shows us.
I'm going to put your handcuffs, man.
October 12th, 2018.
Hey, turn around.
Then 49er linebacker Reuben Foster is handcuffed and put in the back of a patrol car. It all began when his neighbor at the Carlisle apartment called 911 to report loud arguing.
Somebody being banged to the wall or something. You know, lots of a girl is crying.
And when Santa Clara police officers arrived, they could hear it for themselves.
Police department.
What's up, Hey, come on here, talk to us, man.
It's Foster who opens the door. His girlfriend, who had months before accused him of domestic violence, then recanted the allegations on the courtroom stand, eventually follows him outside.
You want to talk to my partner over there?
No, everything is not okay.
What's going on?
I don't want to talk about it.
The couple tell police Alyssa Ennis went through Foster's phone, sparking the argument, but claim it never got physical. Foster refuses to give police his ID or cooperate when asked to talk away from Ennis or sit. That's when he's cuffed.
So what's going on?
I'm not talking to
him. He doesn't have to talk to them.
But defense attorney Christian Pacone says it wasn't Foster's unwillingness to talk that led police to ultimately let him go without charges. It was a lack of injuries or evidence of abuse.
You could tell by looking at the camera footage that the police went out of their way to see if there were any injuries or any evidence that would corroborate violence.
Police eventually leave after repeatedly asking Ennis if she felt safe. Weeks later, Foster would be arrested once again for domestic violence. Ennis, his accuser.
You sure you're going to feel safe if he comes back in? There's not going to be any further issues?
Yes, sir.
Maria Medina, KPIX 5.
And to reiterate, Foster was arrested last month in Florida for domestic violence. He was dropped by the 49ers, then picked up by the Redskins. But he can't practice or play in any games while the NFL reviews his legal situation. He is expected to be in court next month.
And new this morning, a California teacher is facing multiple charges after she cut a student's hair against his will. Police arrested 52-year-old Margaret Geisinger at the University Preparatory High School in Visalia on Wednesday. She's accused of cutting a student's hair during the Star Spangled Banner. She was behind bars for 3 days. This is video of her leaving jail late last night. She is now facing charges of false imprisonment, cruelty to a child, battery, and assault. And she could face 3.5 years in prison if convicted. School officials say she will not return to her classroom, but they did not say if she has been fired.
This morning, a Jesuit organization is out with the names of 36 priests credibly accused of sexual abuse. Among those listed, 7 clergy members who are now at a retirement retreat in Los Gatos. All of the names are on the website of Jesuits West, which governs Catholic clergy in the western U.S. The provincial superior says the organization wants to be transparent. He also acknowledges the suffering of survivors of abuse experience. Father Scott Santa Rosa says in a statement, quote, I apologize to the victims and families who put their trust in a Jesuit only to have that trust so profoundly betrayed.
Well, the former San Francisco radio host Ray Taliaferro's body was found in a wooded area in Kentucky. His son had just flown into town and says he has a lot of unanswered questions. So far, all Rafael Taliaferro says that he knows is that his father was with his wife of 6 months visiting a home that she owns when he drove their rental car away from that house. Authorities in Paducah, Kentucky don't suspect foul play. And an autopsy showed that Ray Taliaferro suffered no trauma. But his son believes that his father's dementia may have been exacerbated by the trip to Kentucky and a stay in this motel.
What happens with elderly people when they're suffering from dementia, if you take them out of their element, make them uncomfortable, they become disoriented and agitated, and it could just cause an episode. He spoke the truth, so he... And I'm sure he appreciates me going out trying to find the truth and doing what I can to make sure that he didn't really die in vain.
Rafael says that he will continue to search for answers. He believes that his father would have wanted that. Now, we did reach out to Ray Taliaferro's widow for comment. She did not return our call.
Sad news to report this morning. A surfer caught in rough waves off Ocean Beach in San Francisco has died. The alert went out yesterday afternoon for a distressed surfer. A fellow surfer actually jumped into action trying to help save the man before a rescue team flew in. They performed CPR and were able to restore a weak heartbeat. The surfer then was rushed to the hospital in critical condition, but he did die late last night.
We had a patient that had no cardiac rhythm at all.
There was a guy giving him CPR with his board.
This drone video of a different surfer shows just how rough the surf was. Watch as he gets pummeled by this wave after wave. Eventually, he made it in. Those waves, of course, will only get worse. The National Weather Service now has issued a small craft advisory starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow from Point Arena to Point Reyes.
New signs for Frida Kahlo Way have been posted in San Francisco. City supervisors say it was a move to change a name with a racist history. The street, formerly Phelan Avenue, was named after 19th century tycoon James Phelan, but it has primarily been associated with his son, who served as a mayor and U.S. senator. James Duval Phelan was promoted the Chinese Exclusion Act and worked to prevent Japanese immigration. He also helped pass a law barring Asian immigrants from owning agricultural land. Now that name is gone, and the street is highlighting a legendary Mexican female artist.
Innovate or don't operate. That could be an ultimatum for e-scooter companies from the city of San Jose. Mayor Sam Liccardo wants the companies to create geofencing, which is technology to prevent people from riding on sidewalks or parking unsafely. It would work the same way that shopping carts lock when some people push them too far away from the grocery stores. The proposal is expected to be heard at a city council meeting later this month. None of the 3 scooter companies operating in the city gave an immediate response to the proposal.
There were no reports of major problems after the monthly First Friday celebration was revived in the city of Oakland. The festivities on Telegraph Avenue were in full swing last night after the November event was canceled. After October's event, there was a shooting in the area, and organizers decided to skip a month to reassess security. Vendors who rely on the monthly festival for their income are pleased to see First Friday's return.
But, you know, for me personally, it's not so much for me just about the money. It's about keeping our tradition.
If you look around, you see all these people doing the Oakland thing and being the community that we are, and that's why we brought it back.
Oakland's First Friday began in 2006 as a simple monthly art gallery walk.